He has been to see his specialist again. I think it's generally good news in the point of let's push on now, I think. I'm not sitting here putting any pressure on Darragh. He's had a tough time with that injury, and I think him and the medical department will be very sensible about their approach on his rehabilitation from this point on. And I think when he's ready, he'll be ready. I'll be patient with it, basically. The injured players, long term, you have to put them at the back of your mind, really. You don't sit there hoping and wishing that they're going to be ready in a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks. You just leave them until they're back with the group training, and then you assess where you think their fitness is, and you build it bit by bit, really. And so Darragh will fall into that category. When he's out there with his boots on, it'll be great for everybody, great for him. The day he joins in with the team again training, it'll be great. And then a week or two, 3 weeks of training will decide whether it's right for him to get involved.
Catch-up game for you this Tuesday night without the other teams playing around you. Has it come at a good time, or has it come at a time that you actually think, I really wish my players had a week without a midweek game?
Well, I think you take either scenario. It'll be easy to tell you after the game whether it was a tired performance or whether it's a fantastic using the confidence and the belief that they've got that they can go out and win football matches now and use that to take into this next game. You know, it'll be easier to assess after the game. But the players have put a fantastic effort into the last week, 10 days, and they're going to try and finish this little run of games off with a positive performance if we can. And then we've got a Sunday kick-off against Crewe in the Cup, so give us an extra day to recover for that. And then it's a couple of 3 weeks, I think, Saturday to Saturday, before we hit a really busy Christmas period.
What are you expecting from Blackpool?
Another game of, you know, really well-organised, hard-working, honest team. I think we've got some flashes of speed and creativity. I think you've got Ottobor, who's on loan from Birmingham. He's a threat, a ball carrier, who's got some power and some pace. I think Vassell up top has shown he can be a menace and score goals. Experience of Jay Spearing, who they win this league last year with Bolton. So Jimmy Ryan, everybody has to respect his talent with the ball. They've got some very good footballers. And obviously the manager knows this club very well. He'll have them really fired up for the football match as well. So what are we expecting? A really tough encounter. A game where we know if we drop our standards, we're in trouble. And so it's a game that we'll be fired up for already and see if we can finish off a good spell of the last 10 days or so.
Have you set the bar in the last couple of away matches in terms of results, that the lads know exactly what sort of level is expected?
Yeah, I think so. And I think that keeps... It's been pretty consistent for the last 6 weeks, 8 weeks or so now. The level of the team is so much higher on its distance and its intensity than it was in the first month of the season. And it's just an awareness of coming to terms with this isn't a league where you can stand around and pause and pass around teams. If you don't run and fight and tackle and close down and press and push on, you're going to be in trouble. So the players now understand the league. And for me, I just have to try and keep putting the players in the right positions, keep picking the right team if we can, and give ourselves the best chance to get results. This next one is, as I say, they've got some obvious threats, I think, Blackpool. They seem to be involved in a lot of tight games, and so is it going to be any different on Tuesday? Probably not. Let's see if we can come out on top in a tight game.
Just a final one, if I may, on Blackpool and Gary Bowyer, Tony. You've managed a club, Coventry City, that all sorts was going on off the field that was perhaps spilling over to the football side of things. Gary Bowyer's had relatively similar things at Blackpool to contend with and won promotion at the same time. How big an achievement was that?
It's huge. I think what you have to do or try to do is you have to put all the stuff out of your mind as much as you can, try and get your team to focus on what you do every day in training and Saturday afternoons, Tuesday nights. Just get your group tight, really. And I would think to do what he's achieved, he'll have a good group of players that he can has moulded, really. I think when I was at Middlesbrough, I was sold Steely to Gary. I think we've got a good working relationship. I think he's a good man. I think from my conversations with him, he's a good, honest, hard-working football manager who knows football inside out and organises his team. So I wish him well. I think he's done exceptionally well at the job he's doing at the moment in difficult circumstances, and it'll be good to see him on Tuesday. But, you know, hopefully after that game we can wish him well and let's see where Blackpool go. But... You know, he understands the expectation of this club, I'm pretty sure, in this league, as he probably felt at Blackpool, who were not, you know, they're in the Premier League not so long ago, and they were in League Two. He probably felt that expectation of being able to bounce back out of that league, as we have to try and do out of this league. And but it'll be good to see him on Tuesday, and as I say, after Tuesday night, wish him well.